Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We revert back to our Twitter poll, daily Twitter poll, at Fan Morning Show, whenever you want to vote. Should officials officiate by the book in the playoffs or let more go? Now, this didn't come to pass last night. It was 8-0. It was a blowout. But it did in the other semifinal game a couple nights ago, Montreal and Vegas, people complaining about the officiating. Wow, you're letting people bludgeon each other. How are they going to call this? It came to pass for sure in the Penguins series. How is it going to be officiated? Are the Penguins too small? And I'm not just talking about hockey. This has happened in football before. It definitely happens in the NBA finals. You see it a bunch of different times in basketball, in college and pro basketball. Hockey is probably the biggest example, but college or football is also an example here. People say, and this is the balance that you have to try to strike, let the players decide the game. And then, if you don't call anything and you let the players decide the game, well, how come it's not officiated exactly like the regular season? And if you officiate it like the regular season, take, for example, like hockey. There's just no interference called in the postseason. There is in the regular season. How do people want it? How can you win from an officiating standpoint? Do you just call everything by the book? A foul is a foul. A penalty is a penalty.
You call it the way you call it in the regular season. I mean, that's the only way. And the NHL is particular to me in the case of this discussion, because it's what holds them back. It really does. Imagine a Stanley Cup playoffs where guys were actually allowed to, you know, dump the puck into the corner and then just outrace another guy to go get it. Rather than they dump the puck into the corner and somebody grabs them and, you know, essentially takes them out of the play.
A lot of times you see their sweater being tugged back. I say it, and as a joke, interference is in the regular season to get a commercial break. It's in there from the broadcast partners. They make you call interference.
We see guys get assaulted in front of the net during the playoffs. I mean, multiple cross checks over and over again that would, lead
Nashville,
to a penalty.
The Columbus, the Rangers series that the Penguins have played in the past. Think of the Stanley Cup finals against the Nashville Predators and the way the beating that Hornquist both took Jim and gave out.
Think of some of the stuff Dubinsky did to Crosby that one year.
Yeah, in the NHL, the thing is, it's like it's legal to cross-check a guy after he scores a goal in the regular season. And then you just multiply that by what? A factor of four or five in the playoffs. I saw that our old buddy Mike Kearney retweeted a screenshot from a game the other night with Montreal and Vegas where there was a Vegas player in the corner. And he plays the puck along the boards and then just gets absolutely cross-checked into the boards.
Okay,
the referee is watching it.
We figured out the problem. What's the solution? Because
call it.
Okay, if they do that, then they'll say, and let's make it and transfer it to some other sports, though, especially football with pass interference or basketball in and around the rim. You get 5 seconds left. You dump the ball in. It's two 6'11 guys beating the hell out of each other on the block. He goes up in a one-point game for a potential game winner. People don't want that whistle blown. They just do not want that whistle blown. They don't want to see it decided at the free throw line.
Especially Ben Simmons. You don't want him going to the live if you're a Sixers fan.
But isn't there a true quotient to that, what I just said? You're going to complain either way, I guess. And I think we need to get past it as a society.
But see, I have no problem calling that foul. Because if it's a foul, it's a foul.
The player deciding it.
When did that shift, though? I guess that's probably the problem. When the expectation became, it's not necessarily the now. The problem is more so when the expectation became officiated differently in the playoffs. If we could revert all the way back and say that never should have happened.
Because there's still a romanticization of it. You know, when you look back at the Bulls and Pistons of the late 80s, early 90s, And look, it was a huge part of the Jordan documentary. And it's a huge part of the celebration of Michael Jordan that he finally overcame the beatings he took from the Detroit Pistons. And that's so romanticized by older generations of, well, you got to fight through it sometimes. And you still see that in hockey, a ton in hockey. Oh, you got to fight through it. That's just, it's a different game in the playoffs. It shouldn't be. That's great that that happened in the past. It shouldn't happen anymore. It just, you call the game the way it's written.
Do you guys think any of this is because that we see more? We see everything that happens, and that back, I'm taking it back a long time, like maybe even like before you guys were born, but even a few years after that, that there wasn't, that this stuff maybe went on all the time in terms of the officiating, just that we didn't notice it as much.
Yes, and there's also then 200 replays from 200 different angles in slow-mo and super slow-mo. In the world, in life, and as the game is being played, doesn't happen in slow-mo. And I think that our mind is tricked into that sometimes. Real action happens one time in regular speed, and that's it. And you've got just that span of time to make that decision. You blow the whistle or you don't. Right. They don't have the benefit of slow-mo and to be able to kind of take it back.
But you know, the other thing you also see is like the example I gave in the Canadiens-Vegas game.
Correct.
Where the official, the guy with the red stripe on his sleeve, is looking right at this play. And it's a blade. I mean, it would be the, in a dictionary, it would be the picture for a cross check. And the referee just watched it and just let it go.
But you can even go back years, Jim. You can go back to, I mean, the one that always jumps to mind, and it was called immediately at the time, but it's a textbook Adam Graves slashing Mario Lemieux in New York, right? 1992. But you could have that happen now, and it happened years ago where guys would just two-hand each other.
Of course they would.
And there would be nothing called. So I don't think it has anything to do, really, to be honest, with technology, and we've got all the camera angles. And
no,
we
but
can
I'm talking
this.
About us complaining about it.
Well,
or in us noticing it.
I remember noticing it back in the day in some instances. I think it's just, again, we've gotten to a point where we do, and maybe this has to do with replay, in that we do want to get we want to get the calls right, right? I say that all the time. Get the calls right, whatever you have to do.
I think like in basketball and hockey, I think people want, and this is crazy, but well, for some it is. I think people want the least amount of whistles in the last couple minutes of a game outside of the egregious. Honestly, I don't think people want – I think there's still a lot of people that want the whole earn your keep, earn your real estate, earn your territory, earn your bucket, earn your goal. Outside of somebody getting bludgeoned or somebody losing their arm. Like, watch the Charles Smith play from back in the day, Jim. How many times – he got fouled 15 times around that bucket, you know, when he was playing for the Knicks. It's just if it's in the middle of a quarter, he got fouled.
Well, I personally witnessed, you know, I've seen takedowns and clotheslines and Celtics Lakers,
right?
Celtics Pistons, particularly Celtics Rockets, all this stuff in the mid '80s, and in a lot of those instances, and I'm trying to think, I don't even think Robert Parrish got kicked out of a game, and he absolutely wasted Bill Laimbeer.
Tell us again what you think of Isaiah Thomas.
Right,
he's a little whiner.
Yeah, you can't stand him, huh? Not a big fan of Isaiah Thomas. It is an interesting dynamic in sports, though. We throw it up because it came to pass again, like I said, the other night in the Vegas-Montreal series.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.